Ugandan businessman Isaac Tuhame, who brings a vegetable to Juba through Nimuli, says taxis levied at the border crossing point have doubled recently, some of which he believes are illegal.
The border is too much like in Nimuli. We are paying a lot of taxes as we are bringing the food items. So like last month, they double taxes in Nimuli. Because we normally bring the car we was paying at least like 350 SSP, but they increased up to 530 SSP per truck.
Tuhami says traders have no option but to increase the prices of goods to cover the higher taxes they are being forced to pay at the border.
We add prices, but the buyers, they don't have money. We add prices, and these things we are selling, it is rotten. So we add prices, but no buyers. People, they are crying, they don't have money. The problem, it is one, because of dollar. You know, here, everything, it is going by dollar. This dollar for Southern Sudan, it is not in fixed price. Eh? Southern Sudan, now dollar, you can get by 82. Tomorrow, you get by 85. So if dollar, it is fixed on one price, like when we say that it is 80, we can balance our business. But all things nowadays, we are working on losses.
South Sudanese trader Amza Musa Abdallah says the high taxes negatively impact his business too.
We are being charged by the revenue authorities. They are charging around 160. And then we have another taxes for the service fee. They are charging us something like 120, and just imagine for someone who is selling fresh vegetables, and you are charged by such an amount of prices. It's a lot of challenges. Though some of prices are negotiable, some of the charges are negotiable, but it's still high compared to our products we are selling.
Addressing reporters in Juba yesterday, Losidik Lukak, acting chairperson of the South Sudan Chamber of Commerce, Industry and Agriculture, said traders entering South Sudan through the Nimuli border crossing have experienced delays in clearing their goods due to unnecessary taxes imposed on traders. Lukak urges the government to stop illegal checkpoints at the country's borders where traders are being illegitimately taxed.
The complaint is not about the bad roads, but about the people who are taxing the traders illegally to pay $100 as traffic fee on the border of South Sudan. We, the chamber, condemn the illegal taxes along the border.
Lukak says his office received reports from traders complaining that aside from other taxes, they are being forced to pay $100 per truck in what is called a traffic fee. Lukak says the high taxes have forced some traders to enter illegally through porous borders between South Sudan and Sudan. He says the government should work with Sudan to quickly reopen border crossing to prevent the illegal entry of goods into the country.
There are traders who are coming from Sudan through Awil illegally because of high taxes. Government is working to ensure all border issues are solved.
Major General Daniel Justin, a spokesperson of the South Sudan National Police Service, who is also a spokesperson for the National Interior Ministry, says he is in Kenya at the moment and could not comment on border taxes. Several phone calls to his deputy James Dark went unanswered. Last year, South Sudan's Interior Ministry said it had created a task force to handle illegal checkpoints as a way of eliminating the illegal collection of taxes from traders and travelers across the country. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.